Edgar Degas probably worked on this view of dancers rehearsing over a long period of time, and the painting thus reveals a great deal about his process. The dancer in the left foreground, for example, seems to have an extra pair of legs. Dissatisfied with their original position, Degas tried a different placement. Rather than painting out the first set, he simply reinforced the new set of legs by contouring them with a black line. The same line highlights the edges of skirts, arms, legs, and torsos throughout the composition. The surface is full of the artist's gestures, making it possible for us to imagine him at work. Look closely, and you'll see how Degas manipulated the paint with his fingers. In the foreground figure especially, you can see the artist's thumbprints where he smudged the oil paint, the same way pastel colors are blended directly on the surface of the picture. This merging of pastel and oil techniques results in a work with the delicacy and luminosity of a chalk drawing and the depth and richness of a painted oil. We know the exact location of this rehearsal scene because the round windows are a distinctive feature of the Garnier Opera House. Built in 1875 in the heart of Paris, concerts and ballet performances still take place there today.